Hello, everybody. This is Amelia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Passenger Seat. It's so great to be back for my last radio show for a while now. It's kind of crazy. I will not be back in the studio till next September because I will be studying abroad, so I'm just relishing being here in Studio C with you all. The song you just heard, that was Airplane by Diana Silvers. Super cute, little singer-songwritery, folky moment. I started listening to it while I just played it, and honestly, I was like, these lyrics are kind of funny, but you know, it's a beautiful song. Her voice is gorgeous. And I realized that I could have made this a holiday show, and I totally did not. So maybe I'll sprinkle in a couple of my Christmas tunes later on. But I also have a great little mix of things old and new for you all, as per usual. But happy holidays. We are coming up on Christmas, Hanukkah, all the fun stuff. So yeah, super exciting. Next up, we're going to have listen to some Ethan Regan, a little bit more singer-songwriter. I think this one's more of like a beachy vibe. We'll see. I actually have not listened to this song very much, but it's on my playlist that I put where I find new songs I like. So I've definitely listened to it once and I enjoy it. So we're going to enjoy this one together. This is Secrecy.
Baby, didn't I do it for ya? Chasing dreams and quick euphoria ain't been healthy for me, love. Can't you see, love, that I'm in a bad way? You were my muse, my motivation. I needed something was worth wasting. I guess that was you, me, and you finally punched my ticket to hell. Say it wasn't fine. And fishing rides, and I think I'm flying. When you lied, when you said I was okay. Sure, I would please you, I'm a beggar, and I need you more. Thank you.
And that was Ethan Regan with Secrecy. What a beautiful little calming song for a nice 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. So it was one of my most favorite times of the year this past week because Spotify Wrapped officially came out. For those of you who do not know, Spotify Wrapped is this little recap that the music streaming service Spotify provides that gives you the rundown of who are your top artists, what were your top most listened to songs, your top genres of the year, which I think is so much fun. And it's always a great conversation starter with people. And I love knowing what music people are listening to. I love seeing my own Spotify Wrapped. And I'll give you all a little taste of mine. I feel like what I play on WMFO is different than what I listen to. Not completely different, but a little bit more curated than what I tend to put on if I'm going on a walk or on a daily basis. Because I usually tend to revert back to the few artists that are tried and true and have been there for me for many, many a years. So my Spotify Wrapped for this year, Miss Taylor Swift, number one artist for the fifth year in a row. Are we surprised? Probably not. Sabrina Carpenter, number two. I feel like it's because she had Man's Best Friend, her new album, come out. And I definitely played that a decent amount of the year after it came out. Then I had Leve as my number three, my beautiful jazz pop girl. She had her album come out this year. I was fortunate enough to see her tour. So again, all of these making sense. Clairo, number four, favorite driving music, one of my all-time favorite artists. And number five, Audrey Hover, my pop rising star, who I adore, and I think she is going to do so many fantastic, amazing things. And Who's the Clown, her album, was my most streamed album of the year. My top songs were Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish for the second year in a row. A little surprised, but I love that song. So number two, Spring into Summer, Lizzie McAlpine. Number three, All I Ever Asked by Rachel Chinoriri. Make sure you remember that one because might be coming back. Number four, Kingston by Faye Webster. Number five, Bowling Alley by Audrey Hobart. So great lineup, solid year for music. Excited to see what 2026 brings. Very much looking forward to the Grammys. There were some fun Best New Artist nominations. Not super impressed by the entire Grammy lineup. There's some really great hip-hop, Tyler and Kendrick in there, but generally not the most excited. None of my personal favorites are nominated. I listened to 26,000 minutes of music, which I think is less than I always think it is, because I know so many people who are at 40,000-50,000 minutes of music. I'm like, that is impressive. And indie pop was my most listened to genre, and my music age was 21 years old, which is pretty accurate. So yeah, it was a great year for music. And you know, one song that I was really happy to see pop up in my Spotify Wrapped was Miss Rachel Chinoriri, because I think she is going to do some awesome things in the coming years of music. She has a great indie pop, a little bit of rock influences. You don't hear it as much in this song, but this is her song, All I Ever Asked. Enjoy.
Somewhere beneath the surface, it's borderline. Never know if you're sorry for what you said. For all I know, you adore me, but keep it all inside your head. Just a little more time, was it really that hard to do? It was all I ever asked of you. Right, never know if you're sorry for what you said.
And that was Rachel Chinnariri with All I Ever Asked. And now we have some Amy Winehouse with He Can Only Hold Her. That was the wonderful Amy Winehouse with He Can Only Hold Her. Oh, she's so perfect, and her music is so perfect, and always fills my heart with joy and happiness. So, I wanted to do my food roundup, but I realized I haven't really been eating that much food. But shout out Angelina's Pizzeria. I ordered pizza from there yesterday. It was fantastic. They brought my order, no mistakes. They are right in Teal Square in this area. So scrumptious. The crust is delicious. So shout out Angelina's. Where else am I eating yesterday? Oh, I went to the Salty Pig with my grandma's friend Susan, and that was so wonderful. And that was right by Back Bay Station, and I got a really great gem salad with chicken, and they had this delicious bread. So that was wonderful. And yeah, I mostly just been getting my regular favorite spots before going home for winter break. Soup Shack in Porter Square is always one of my favorites. I get the fried tofu rice bowl with, it's agadashi tofu. It's so delicious. It has like bok choy and cucumbers in it. Definitely a great comfort meal that I will miss so dearly when I'm home, but I am so looking forward to eating all my favorite spots back home. I love the poke bowls at home. They're really good. So looking forward to that. I've also been starting to save some restaurants to go to when I'm abroad in Copenhagen. Lots of pastries. I'm really looking forward to that. So my first show back next fall will certainly be filled with lots of discussions of food that I have tried. So I'm really looking forward to that. I love exploring new places through food, and that's just very important to me. So yeah, those are the abbreviated food roundup. Sorry, not much to report this time, folks, but I did have a delicious Thanksgiving dinner with my family in Connecticut, which was so nice. It was funny. The things that I liked the best, back home, or sorry, not back home, back at Thanksgiving dinner, were the things that were very untraditionally Thanksgiving. There was delicious piece of salmon I ate, some great mashed potatoes, roasted potatoes, any potatoes were so scrumptious. So yay, Thanksgiving. I'm not a big stuffing fan, but I tried the stuffing my family made and it was pretty good. But as far as my personal taste, I just am not a stuffing girl, but they made it a good stuffing. So, and ooh, the pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie and I had way too many slices of pumpkin pie, but I honestly am so happy about it. And one of my favorite things about the fall and about Thanksgiving is any pumpkin dessert. Sign me up. I'm there. Alrighty, let's get back into the music. We have a little French song that I'm going to play. I have been very into the French indie pop music. I haven't found too many artists that I'm really obsessed with, but I found a couple that I'm a fan of. So this is, I'm going to try my best to pronounce it for you all. This is Un Jour Au Deux. Yeah, the thought was there, but enjoy. This is by Emma Huet.
Sur les photos argentiques de toi et moi un peu sceptiques. Joli matin d'octobre, de tes bras je vois les quais de Seine. Pas si mal, j'oublie mes problèmes. Toutes mes idées s'en mêlent. Je sais plus ce que tu veux. Depuis c'est plus pareil.
Man, you got no choice, you can't.
And that was the wonderful SZA with Crybaby. All right, it is time for a wonderful part of the show where we do a PSA. For those of you who do not know, WMFO is in fact an educational radio station, which means every hour we share a public service announcement with you all. All right. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like hiking, fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. All right, that was our public service announcement. Go be outside. I know it's a little chilly now, but there are definitely some fun outdoor winter activities that you all can do as well. So I know I am ready to go home to the sunny Los Angeles where I can do lots of things outdoors this winter break. But yeah, go enjoy the forest. Next up, we have a song by Annabelle Dinda. She's been popping up on my TikTok. She had a song that went a little viral, so I started checking out her other stuff, and I think she's really great, and her voice is so unique and awesome, and I've been really liking her writing style, so I'm curious to see where she's going to go. The song that really went viral was The Hand. There was, oh my gosh, so much discourse online when the recorded version came out, and everyone's like, it sounds so different than her online playing it acoustically. I'm like, well, yes, because a fully produced version of the song is going to sound different than her playing it in her room with the guitar, just her voice, the guitar. But an acoustic version released would be awesome, but maybe that's just not how the artist wanted it to be out, and that's okay. And she has lots of other good stuff. So this is her song called Good Things. Enjoy.
Too old not to know some, too young to pretend I'm not a young girl.
And that was Annabelle Dinda with Good Things. She's awesome. I need to listen to the rest of her discography because I have really been enjoying that song and some of her music. So next up, let me give a little intro to this one. So it was my lovely, wonderful friend Frankie's 21st birthday the other day, which is super exciting, and he requested a song. So here's a little bit of Juju on that beat, and then I'm going to transition into another song that Frankie actually showed me and I put on the playlist. It's really good, but this is our celebration song. Do a little dance if you're tuning in or if you're driving. Yeah, hit a little Juju on the beat, but safely. Okay, here's Juju on that beat.
Walked in this party and these girls looking at me. Skinny jeans on and you know my head nappy. Hey, 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 okay, okay. I want y'all to do this dance now. Juju on that beat, Juju on that beat. Juju on that, Juju on that, Juju on that beat. Now slide, chop, hit them for no stop. Hey, don't stop, hey, don't stop. Hey, run a man on that beat, hey, run a man on that beat. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat. Okay. Now, do your dance, do your dance, do your dance, ayy. You ugly. You your daddy's son, ayy. Ayy.
Hey, that was Juju on that beat. Enjoy it while I talk over it. Hope you're all jujuing on that beat, doing a little dance, because in celebration and honor of Frankie's 21st birthday, because it truly is a national holiday. So, next, I want to play a song that he actually showed me, and it's a great song. This is Baby by Donnie and Joe Emerson. We had a little hype moment. We're going to bring the energy back down. So this is Baby. Enjoy.
Yeah! a survivor. Yes, oh baby. Yes, oh baby.
Lion with You've Got a Woman. I can't believe this is my last radio show for so long. I'm feeling very emotional. This is our last 13 minutes together on air. But I hope you all have been enjoying this last show and all the shows I've had this semester. I feel like I was in the studio a little less this semester than I would have wanted to be, but you know, life happens, life gets in the way. And I had that awesome 2-hour show a couple weeks back, which was so much fun and so great to just be here and play music for you all. Such a treat. I'll probably next fall keep a similar time of day, like mid-afternoon. Kind of depends on my class schedule, but yeah. But there are so many awesome DJs. Keep listening to WMFO. It's an amazing radio station. I'm so grateful to be a part of. And I still have a few more songs for you all. They're all a bit long, but I feel like we always have to do the oldies section of the show, because I love playing some new releases, some older songs. So this song is a good one. Enjoy.
Sitting in the back seat of my car, with my arms around my guitar, and the rain falls from the roof of the world. Nothing around, just the trees and the ground. There's a bird in a tree singing his song, just for me, just for me.
Yeah.
And that was Sylvie with Falls on Me. We are almost at the top of the hour, so I just want to say thank you all so, so much for tuning into Passenger Seat today. This is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am feeling so sad. I really can't believe it that this is my last show for a while now. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who has listened throughout the semester, throughout the year. If this is your first time listening today, thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world. And yeah, I'm really going to miss the station, and I can't wait to be back here in the fall playing some more music for you all and chatting a little bit. So thank you a million. Please be sure to stay tuned. The next DJ will have some great music for you all. And I'm going to send y'all out with some Alice Phoebe Lou, one of my favorites. This is her song, Touched, and happy holidays.